This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Drilling in Alaska, or anywhere really, is about energy generation. But just as important, maybe more, is how to store that energy. Like the iPhone that is sitting in front of me right now, trying to grab my attention with notifications, uses lithium-ion batteries. That's the same technology that is in my laptop, in my AirPods, my Tesla. Just kidding, I don't have a Tesla. But if I did, lithium-ion batteries, they power electric cars too. And the technology, while it is helping pave the way towards a renewable energy future, some wonder, is it actually the answer to our bigger energy needs? From KUNR in Reno, Nevada, Noah Gleck explains.
Venture outside the cities of Las Vegas and Reno and into the high desert of Nevada, and you'll see a whole lot of wide, open space, mostly full of sagebrush and desert grasses.
You've arrived.
But here in the Silver Peak Range of central Nevada, there's something else buried underneath the ancient volcanic rock, lithium. Lithium has been used for decades in everything from antidepressant medications to ceramics. Now it's being harvested in massive quantities, primarily for electric vehicles. But is it safe?
It poses additional risk because it stores more energy. The energy density of lithium ion is higher than most other batteries.
Andrew Clock is with the National Fire Protection Association. He says even with some famous lithium ion battery explosions, he's not concerned about the safety of electric vehicles. That's because EVs and other devices have what's called battery management systems that alert users when something's wrong.
My Android the other day told me I've got too many apps open. It's overheating. Shut them down immediately. So that's a good management system, right?
For one battery cell, sure. But Donald Sadoway, a professor of materials science and engineering at MIT, says it's hard to keep large-scale systems cool, like systems that store energy from wind or solar power.
The lithium ion requires safety measures to be put in play so that you don't get thermal runaway, which could lead to ultimately to fire.
Back in September, an energy storage plant in the UK using lithium exploded and caught fire, and another in Arizona exploded in 2019, injuring 9 first responders. Plus, lithium-ion batteries lose capacity over time, Sadoway says, making them less than ideal for electric vehicles.
You know, on your phone and your laptop computer, on day one, you've got plenty of runtime. On day one plus 5 years, it's not the same.
He says the challenge now is figuring out how to come up with a solution without adding to the price. Sadoway and his partner at MIT are experimenting with battery technology using molten salts. Others are taking up the challenge too. Like Larry Zulch. He's the CEO of Invinity Energy Systems. He's working with another metal, vanadium.
It's normally used to harden steel. Henry Ford used it in the Model T.
His company is developing vanadium flow batteries for renewable energy storage, but the chemistry isn't perfect here either. Unlike lithium, vanadium batteries need to be bigger and heavier. Think shipping container size. Still, Zulch says the positives outweigh the negatives.
They are unlimited in their use. You don't wear them out by cycling them. You don't wear them out over time.
And there are other significant benefits. Vanadium poses less of a fire risk than lithium ion. Plus, Zulch says much of the world's vanadium supply can be found in existing industrial waste.
There's enough out there that we can, in effect, mine our own residue of the past for a long time for vanadium.
Research into vanadium and other alternatives is still underway, with mass production and adoption years away. Still, while researchers may disagree over the exact technology we should use, they all agree we need to get off fossil fuels now. And that means, for the time being, lithium ion isn't going anywhere. In Reno, I'm Noah Glick for Marketplace.